Vous souhaiteriez qu'on fasse des interventions en indiquant pour le prochain biennium combien on est prêt à financer, c'est ça? Donc on anticipe sur le point 11 de l'ordre du jour. C'est juste? C'est de tout combiner, d'accord, très bien. OK. I will shift into English because my intervention is in English. We can put both together. Okay, very good. So Switzerland continuously advocates in favor of a sustainable and predictable financial mechanism under the convention. All parties should contribute their fair share to the financing of activities decided under the work plan and to the implementation of the long-term strategy until 2030. For the parties, it's a matter of coherence to provide the adequate means for the implementation of the convention and to share the burden of their contribution equitably and proportionally among them. You mentioned, Franziska, also the decision of 2018, where we put it in the resolution, in the decision. The UN scale of assessment adjusted to take into account the regional dimension of the UNECE can be used as a rule of thumb to advise each member country about what constitutes its fair share broadly in its capacity to pay its financial contribution. Switzerland's contribution to the convention has always been predictable and is a kind of example to follow if we are committed to the objective of the convention. We encourage, therefore, all parties to consider providing the convention with a fair share so as to enhance its fulfillment. And regarding the next binium, I shift it is under the point 11, work plan for the convention for the biennium 2025 and 2026, and its financing. Switzerland supports the work program, and which is based on the convention strategy and covers a wide range of topics. It includes activities to implement and strengthen the convention, work related to decarbonization and the associated conversion of the energy supply, activities regarding the safety of tailings management facilities, as well as activities to strengthen the prevention of chemical accidents, especially in Eastern and Southeastern Europe, Caucasus, Central Asia countries. In the light of the forthcoming discussion, under this agenda and the development of criteria for tailing management facilities, Switzerland is considering whether it wants to take the lead in this work as it did in the last biennium. Switzerland's financial contribution to the tailings management work and the assistance program will continue with 70 Swiss francs for 2025, and after 20,000 Swiss francs for 2025 and for 2026, 63,000 francs. We have a decrease because we have a budget reduction, cut, shortage. Furthermore, Switzerland decided to support the INA system with a financial contribution of US dollars at time, 10,000 US dollars per year from 2024 until 2031. It's correct. Yes.